You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Welcome to Seventh Heaven, a lesbian recap. I'm Lindsay, and I'm joined by my co-host and real-life partner, Carling. We're diving into the 90s hit drama through today's lens.
Get ready for our off-the-cuff commentary and peeling back the layers of the Camden family. We'll tackle everything from family rules, life lessons, and 90s fashion.
Join us every week for a lighthearted queer perspective and a trip down memory lane.
Whether you're a diehard fan or new to the show, this recap is for you.
Hi. This is funny.
I know. We got a new setup.
Because now I'm going to just look at you in the camera. On the screen.
I see what you're saying.
We're not going to look at what is happening to my hair. Okay. We got a new desk.
Yeah.
Because the other desk, it's like an audio medium, not visual, but for our own comfort, we were trying to record on this made for one person corner desk. And it was uncomfortable.
Yeah. One of us had to straddle the corner.
And it was always you.
Yeah. My legs are longer.
Yeah. But now we have like a long, narrow desk. So we are sitting side by side. And so we're facing the camera. So we just have to stare at each other like in the screen.
I know. It's funny.
Today was an episode.
Yeah. It was a little...
We covered episode 9 titled I Hate You.
Yeah, it was released November 17th, 1997, right before your
13th
birthday.
Yeah.
The girls learn that words can really hurt people, and Simon befriends a Holocaust survivor. That's what happened.
Yeah. It's kind of ironic because the title of the show, I Hate You, was more centered around Ruthie.
Yes.
Which was not part of the synopsis.
Yeah. I mean, she's, I think, just grouped in as one of the girls who learns that words can be.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, first of all, okay, no, I don't want to start there. Why don't we start with Matt?
Okay.
I don't know. Where do you want to start?
No, I just glanced at
I know notes. My note.
It's funny.
I've only got one note under Eric. It's the big one. But Matt's story is interesting, and it kind of covers Mary and Lucy as well.
Yeah.
So we find out that Matt is dating a new girl.
Her name is Joanne, and it's their third date, which everybody is like, that's the big one.
That everyone wants to meet her.
Yeah.
And I wrote, as soon as we met her, is she 14?
And I immediately looked her up on IMDb and discovered that she was born on February 15th, 1983. So she indeed was 13 years old, same as you.
Oh. And like
the actor,
Barry Watson.
Barrett. Bear? What was his name?
Barrett.
Barrett. He's 27. In real life. Like, like they didn't kiss, like they didn't touch, you know, like, but like,
but couldn't you have just found some actors who were closer in age?
Yeah.
What was that actress's name who played Joanne?
So her name is Ashley Tesoro.
Oh.
And she started out as an actress. She was actually in 52 episodes of Saved by the Bell, The New Class.
Oh.
But she's now currently a Christian country music singer.
Okay.
Yeah. So
we'll look her up.
Yeah, we could find some of her music. She's probably, she's got a Christmas album.
Oh, perfect.
Like, I'm just guessing.
Yeah,
she's I'm Christian. Sure. She's a country music star.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it did say that she had produced her own albums or released her own albums, like, under her own label. So, like, I don't know how legit she is.
Yeah. That's good for her.
Yeah.
So, Matt is dating Joanne. Third date. Everyone wants to meet her. But Annie's got his back and not letting anyone cock block him. So
like a good mom.
Yeah. So she sends everyone upstairs. Joanne comes over and Lucy and Mary devise a plan that they're going to send Ruthie downstairs to look for something.
Huey.
And then they'll come down and look for Ruthie to be like, oh, sorry. And then get her. Yeah, that's how the three girls end up meeting Joanne. And like right away in this episode, Mary and Lucy were like
sassy about
it. I was trying to think of like bosom buddies. Like, what do you say when you're just like,
yeah,
attached at the hip? And they decide they hate Joanne.
Like for no reason, really.
Yeah, for literally no reason. And they just,
like, they don't like her. And they're saying things like that about her looks,
mm-hmm,
because she's too perfect. But like, this is your brother. Like, it's not like your other girls at school that also want to date Matt.
Yeah, and you're right. That is weird.
It's weird.
Yeah. And so, yeah, this is like the first girl since Heather. And mm-hmm, so they're, I guess she was over for dinner and she went to go into the kitchen and Joanne overheard Mary and Lucy saying she probably has caps on her teeth. Oh my God, her boobs are probably fake. She can't even microwave a meal, like just like making fun of her.
So Joanne says that she's excited for a home cooked meal because both her parents work and she usually just ends up microwaving something.
Like, what do your parents do? Because
my parents both worked.
Did you microwave a lot?
Like, I don't know if my mom did, but like she made us dinner.
Right. Like, we both work and
my kids aren't microwaving dinner.
No, I mean, they're upset that we're serving a delicious pork tenderloin with cut up vegetables. But
yeah, I mean,
he'd actually prefer if he could just microwave.
Yeah.
Yes. Some, like, nacho chips or something.
Yeah. Tonight we're going to roast and it's going to ruin his life.
Yeah. We're the worst. Joanne breaks up with Matt.
Yeah, because she overhears Mary and Lucy trash talking her. And she's like, well, I just can't be around your sisters.
Yeah. And Matt is just guffawed. Like, he can't believe this. So he goes to his sisters and he says, you guys don't hate Joanne, do you? And they're like, no, not at all. And anyway, then he finds out, oh, no, you are up to something. You do hate her and you've been really mean. And so Annie says, you better go up to her in school tomorrow and apologize.
Yeah. Matt was initially looking for Eric to go yell at them.
Yeah.
But then Annie was like, well, I can handle it.
Yeah. And she's like, let me take a turn at this.
So she like did speak to them without yelling.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that was more effective than yelling.
I know. Like, what were you going to? Yeah.
Also, does Eric yell? I don't know.
The whole thing seemed weird. It's weird. And what was with their stupid handshake?
Oh, yeah. They had like a bro handshake.
Like Mary and Lucy.
Yeah.
Three or four times in the episode did this like secret handshake that ended in them.
Did they do the thing where they lean over and grab each other's ankles?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what it is. They like hip check, both facing opposite directions, and then lean forward with one foot in the air, and then the other person grabs the other person's ankle and like shakes it.
We should start doing it.
Okay.
Can be our secret
handshake. Yeah. All right. We'll do it.
So they get to school and they find Joanne. So they say, well, can we just call her right now and apologize over the phone? And Annie's like, no, you got to do it to her ear, to her face.
Yeah.
Like you do.
So. Yeah.
And she doesn't accept it. I'm like, she shouldn't.
Yeah.
I'm glad. And Matt's like, they're like, oh, well, we learned a lesson. And Matt's like, yeah.
At my expense.
Because he didn't get to make out with a 13-year-old.
Gross.
Like.
Yeah.
Even if he was only playing a kid in grade 12, like he's 17 at least.
Yeah.
I still don't like it.
No, it's not good. There's probably a shortage of early 20s actresses.
In 1997.
Yeah. So.
Britney Spears. They could have gotten like.
Yeah. Christina Aguilera.
Yeah. Basically anyone that was on the Mickey Mouse Club could have come on.
Yeah.
All of Justin Timberlake's friends.
Missed opportunity.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that really sums up Matt, Lucy, and Mary.
Yeah, that was kind of it.
But it kind of rolls into Ruthie.
Yes.
Because, so Ruthie takes crayon and draws all over her bedroom walls and closet doors.
Yeah. Like a mural.
A mural. And it's because they have a mural at school and she thought, how nice would this be in my bedroom?
Like... Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And so Annie finds out, she's pissed, and her punishment is that she is going to get a bucket with soap and water and scrub it all clean. And Ruthie, this is like, I guess the first time she's been like faced a consequence because she says those words, I hate you.
Yeah. Annie also confiscates like all the other.
All crafting supplies for a week.
I think when you're six, that's a big deal. That's like your whole life.
Yeah. And Ruthie was like, I didn't even cut or paste anything. And she's like,
she was so sassy this episode.
And she's like, nope, all craft supplies gone. And that's when she says, I hate you.
I hate you.
And then she like walks away. And Annie walks away and has her feelings and like tries to connect with her. But like Ruthie just keeps bringing the sass. Like they're on their hands and knees, Annie and Ruthie, cleaning the walls. And Ruthie's like, I just got home from school. I should be playing. Can't you clean this while I'm at school?
I know.
Like, Annie, what went wrong here in your parenting?
Like, she says, so Ruthie's like, well, I don't want to help clean. And I just want to spend time apart.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to spend time with you.
Yeah, because Annie says, I think we need to spend a little more time together.
Mm-hmm.
And Ruthie says, well, I think we need to spend a little more time apart.
So Annie gets up and leaves.
Yeah.
She's like, fine, you clean this.
Yeah. Like, great.
Yeah.
Bye.
That's what I would do.
Yeah. And then.
I just wrote, Ruthie is pissed about washing the walls.
Yeah. Like, it's okay to be pissed, but don't tell your mom you hate her.
No. And do you remember when you joined our family officially?
Yeah. The day that Wyatt screamed that he hates both of us.
Yeah. I hate both of you.
I think because we like asked him to brush his teeth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It wasn't. He probably asked him to eat pork tenderloin.
Yeah.
But Ruthie says that she hates Annie because Mary and Lucy hate Joanne.
Right. So but like, they really didn't focus on that. Like, that was such a blip in, like, we almost missed it.
I know. But, like, that's such a big, like.
To name the entire episode after that.
Yeah. And there's been a couple episodes now recently where Lucy and Mary have been doing something that was like a bad influence for Ruthie.
When Lucy was working the mall.
And Ruthie dressed up like her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know.
So. Yeah. And then the next day she says she has to stay home because she's sick. And Annie's like, well, you don't have a fever. What hurts? And she's like, well, my arms hurt from you making me clean the walls. And Annie's like, okay, well, get ready for school. And when you come home, you're going to keep cleaning the walls.
Yeah.
Like, ruthless. I like it.
I know. I liked it, too. But then Ruthie overhears Annie and Matt discussing. So right after Annie tells the girls, like, Mary and Lucy that they have to go apologize to Joanne, Matt is like, kind of calling out Annie because she was being pretty mean as well.
Right.
Like she's just being like a parent.
Yeah.
And she's, I think she's usually like good cop and Eric's bad cop.
Yeah.
Anyways, she says, oh yeah, my feelings are still hurt from what Ruthie said. And that's why I'm still a little on edge. But Ruthie overhears it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her heart.
And so you just said
her, her heart heard it.
Definitely. And so then the next day she comes down early and she says, I'm done cleaning. Everything's cleaned up and I love you. And I'm sorry that I said that I hate you.
Yeah.
And I thought it was good because Annie was, so Ruthie's like, does your heart still hurt? And she's like, yeah, probably will for a few days. Like words have power. So I thought that was really good. You can't just say sorry and be like over it like magic.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's kind of like Ruthie, Annie, Matt.
Mary and Lucy.
Excuse you.
Sorry. Got a tickle. Yeah. So Simon, he needs to write a history report. He's supposed to interview a friend or family member about
like a big moment in history.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
So he's asking Eric and Annie where they were when JFK was shot. And I thought it was interesting because he says that that was the biggest, what did he say?
Like historical event.
Yeah, that's the biggest historical event. And like for that generation, maybe.
Yeah.
Because...
Yeah, because if you, like, 97, like, 9-11 hadn't happened yet. Wasn't say Osama bin Laden, but that was as a result of 9-11. Yeah. Like, all of these things.
I know.
Hadn't.
So, no, like I didn't exist when JFK was shot, I don't think. If I didn't, maybe I was a child. When was JFK shot?
I don't know.
FK shot. No, that was when he was. 1963.
Oh,
it was a long time ago.
He was the 35th president.
So, yeah, Annie was. Oh, yeah, because Annie said she was shopping with her mom. She was at the.
Like, so she would have been a kid.
She would have been a kid.
Okay.
But, like, I think, yeah, like, I think 9/11 is like the biggest where were you
for us?
For us, yeah. Yeah.
But then it's so interesting because, like, your kids weren't born yet.
No.
And so, I don't know, maybe COVID will be their thing.
Yeah. Where were you when the world shut down? But who knows? There could be another disaster.
Yeah.
Of some sort.
And so, Simon's not happy with the answers he's getting because Eric's like, I don't know, I was at the dentist. I was a kid.
Yeah.
Like, and he's like, well, no one's going to talk about this. I want this to be my presentation. And then they're going to go visit Mrs.
Kurgees.
I literally wrote curd cheese because I was going to mess up saying it.
Curd cheese.
Mrs. Curd cheese.
Mm-hmm. K-E-R-J-E-S-Z or Z, depending on where you're listening from.
Right. So Eric has to go visit her. And Simon's like, I'm just going to wait in the car because this is official church business. And Eric's like, she doesn't go to our church. This is just me being a good neighbor. So come in. And then Simon's like, but she always gives me things I don't want. And he's like, last time I was here, she gave me a ball of string. And Eric's just like, hey, everybody could use a ball of string. And so he's like, come inside. So they're sitting on the couch. And sure enough, Mrs. Kerchees has, did I say that right?
I think it's more like G's, not
cheese. Kerchees. She has saved all these like coupons from a cereal box that he can turn in for like a, I don't know, action figure.
Not unlike the previous episode.
Yeah, the tip.
Magazine. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so he's like, wow, that's actually so great. Thank you. And as she hands it to him, the camera slow pans to her form. And I cannot stress enough, we're not laughing at the subject matter, but rather in the way that 1997 chose to like some of the directive choices.
Yeah. And like her cardigan, the sleeve of her cardigan just goes up a slight bit.
Yeah.
And she's got a tattoo of her.
Yeah. So
Auschwitz number.
Yes. So I don't know what that'd be, like her prisoner number. So anyway, it turns out she was a victim of in the Holocaust, and her family was like part of the Holocaust. So, but she's like
taken aback that Simon sees the number.
She sees
he's
Simon
weird
sees.
About it, and then she's weird about it, and then she like shuffles them out of the house.
She's like, well, you guys better get going. Bye.
Yeah. So, Eric or Simon mentions it to Eric, and Eric's like, oh, she must have been in a concentration camp. And so they go back to the house, and Eric explains the Holocaust to Simon.
Because he's got a book for everything.
He does. They had a picture book.
Yeah.
And this is where Eric says.
Yeah, he's like, they just wanted to persecute gypsies and Jews and homosexuals.
Everyone.
I couldn't believe it.
I know.
That's maybe, I don't know. That's the first representation we've had in this series so far.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Like, I was going to say, like, I don't know if there's going to be a gay character or like a queer person. But so far, that was the first mention of homosexuals. So. And literally, I just wrote, Eric says homosexuals with an exclamation mark.
It was funny.
And
so Simon goes to school, and it turns out.
So, first of all, Simon is just beside himself.
Yes.
Why didn't the world step in? Why didn't they, like, this is like a big moment for him to learn about this moment in history.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'll say, yeah. I mean, the world did step in, and World War II broke out. But not
yeah, not enough. Yeah. Yeah.
And so Simon is up at school and his teacher is asking, okay, what did everybody pick? And like the more than half the class says that they picked the JFK assassination. Mm-hmm. And so Simon says, well, I've got actually a friend who
survived the Holocaust.
And I'm hoping that I could interview her. And then this kid in his class, Larry,
fucking
speaks
Larry.
Up and says, well, my dad says the Holocaust was just a hoax.
Like,
Jesus Christ,
Larry.
So then the teacher is like, well, maybe we can take this as a learning opportunity. But what I didn't like is the teacher, I guess, doesn't know that Eric has asked Simon not to talk to Mrs. Kerchees.
Yeah.
Jeez, not cheese. About it. And but she says that she'll guarantee Simon an A if he can get Mrs. Kerchees's story. Like, dangle that carrot.
Yeah.
Like, that's weird.
Yeah. It felt weird, but I especially liked the awkward camera panning of everybody's shifty eyes because Simon says, like, oh, my friend was in the Holocaust and I'm going to get her story. And then another student says, oh, my grandparents were in the Holocaust, but they don't talk. I never heard the story because they died when I was little. And then that's when Larry says, oh, my dad says it's a hoax. And like the camera pans from like this other student, Simon, and the teacher, and they're all just like shifty eye looking at each other like, ooh,
Larry.
How do we deal with this?
Don't tell Larry about the homosexuals.
Yeah. It's a hoax. It's a hoax, Larry.
It's contagious.
Yeah. So
Simon Simon is now, he's like on a mission to go get this story from Mrs. Kerjee's.
Yeah.
So he takes Happy for a walk and walks all the way to her house.
Yeah, it makes it seem like it's far away. Like,
yeah, because he comes back and it's after dark and nobody can find him.
Yeah, they're like, I've gone around the block. He's not there. Like, what was he doing? Because when he got to her house, it was very much daylight.
Yeah. And he rings the doorbell, like, ding dong. And then he's like, Mrs. Kerjee's, are you in there? It's me, Simon. I just wanted to thank you for the ring. Like,
that's yeah.
not how you ring a doorbell.
And then he's
ring
like,
a doorbell and stand there and shut
if
up.
You ever want to talk, I'm here. I'm a very good listener.
I'm available anytime this week is good.
Yeah. And she, meanwhile, she's just got CPTSD in the living room. Like, she, because there's the curtain moves. So he's like trying to talk to her through the window.
Yeah.
And like this poor woman. And so then he gets home. Eric's mad.
But then he tells Eric about Larry and Larry's dad.
Yeah.
And they're like, Simon's like, what are we going to do about it? Like, how are we going to convince Larry's dad?
Yeah, because Eric is teaching those kids that something has to be done about everything.
And to dip your toe in everything.
Yeah. And so Eric goes over to Mrs. Kerjee's house and says, like, oh, you know, Simon saw your arm and, you know, if you don't want to talk about it, that's okay. But, you know, also this thing happened in his class. And she was like, I talk about it. I talk about it with my friends. They understand. They've been through it.
Yeah.
And so then I guess behind the scenes, we don't see this. She agrees to not only talk to Simon. Oh, so Simon and Eric go to her house and he comes out and he's just crying. And then presumably the next day in class, he gets up to give his presentation and he says, you can give me an F because this isn't my story to tell. I went and I talked to my friend and she told me everything and she's here today. And then he goes into the hallway and brings in Mrs. Kerjee's and
she tells just the story.
Puts her at a podium.
With it.
Oh. Wait, we should have a dog having a throat clearing
situation.
You good? So,
I loved the 1990s, like, children's fancy clothes, like with the sweater vest and...
Like, the aesthetic in that classroom.
Yeah.
Was...
Because, so, the parents are there watching the presentation. So, Larry's dad is there, and he is sassed. The look on his face,
he
like...
He time to listen to this hoax.
Hoax. Get Mrs. Kerjee's and her fairy tales out of here.
And again, it's like the content wasn't funny,
no.
But like the slow pan across the classroom of these like mullets and pastels and like some of the choices that the background actors made were very much like there's a man who just kept like putting his hand to his forehead and like shaking his head back and forth.
That was 15 seconds of fame.
Yeah, I know.
Joanne's clothes. In the school when Lucy and Mary go to apologize to her, she's caught like the pastel pink silk scarf and headband and fuzzy shirt.
To me, she had Jan from the Brady Bunch vibes.
Yeah,
like she had that look
and like this straight blonde hair.
Yeah.
So Mrs. Kerjee's tells her story
and it is like so sad.
It is. And can I read this?
Yeah, that's really nice. So then fades to black.
Fades to black at the end. Everyone's crying.
Even Larry's dad.
Yeah. He tries to comfort Larry and Larry like shoves him away.
Yeah. He like reaches forward to put his hand on Larry's shoulder and he shrugs it off.
Larry's like, how could you think this was a hoax?
Yeah.
God damn it, Dad. So at the very end of the episode, it says, this is a true story of the Auschwitz-Birkenau survivor, Elizabeth Mann, who allowed us to create a fictional character to portray her in tonight's episode. Special thanks to her and to the Simon Wiesenthal Center for their assistance. So yeah, it was a Mrs. Kerjee's story was true.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was this woman named Elizabeth Mann. So I thought that was super nice.
Yeah, I always like in an episode when they put something at the end that acknowledges some like more background for it. But yeah, I just, yeah, it was, things were funny, but it wasn't funny.
No, it was a serious episode.
Yeah.
Except for the I hate you part with Ruthie.
I know, it was sort of like this, I don't know, like this very heavy topic with these like less heavy,
yeah,
side stories going on.
Well, and I think too, like the other heavy topics that Seventh Heaven has covered weren't this heavy.
Mm.
And even if they were a heavy topic, they still kept it very light. This was the first
Except,
time.
The color of God.
Well, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Anyways. So next episode is called Truth or Dare. And it says Mary loses her cool when she finds out her brother paid his friend to go out with her. What happened to Wilson? Doesn't he come back? Like, was Andrew Keegan only in 5 episodes for real?
Like, wait and find out.
It just really felt like I saw it more.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember, to be honest. But also, like, don't pay someone to go out with your with sister. Someone.
Yeah.
Especially your sibling.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see what that was all about.
Okay. That's great.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for listening. Ah, I forgot to say it at the top again. We've got both a Patreon and a... Yeah, we need to. I need, like, show notes. We've got a Patreon and a Supercast, which is a subscription service. And it's, like, a small contribution every month, and it goes to support the work that we do. And so, as a thank you, we give you, like, bonus exclusive content. And we're doing some deep dives into the main characters. But we've also just started watching Special Ops, Special Forces. And Season 1, which we're trying to get our hands on, features Beverly Mitchell, and it's a bunch of celebrities, or I guess
like B-list celebrities or former A-list celebrities.
Mm-hmm. Like, they had the option of Dancing with the Stars or Special Forces.
Unless you're JoJo, she did both.
JoJo, you're right. That's great. We're watching Season 2 now, which has JoJo Siwa, but I thought it'd be fun if we recapped Season 1 featuring Beverly Mitchell.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. we're going to do that.
I love
and
it.
Follow us on Instagram and TikTok and leave us a review.
Yeah, do all those things.
All right.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hey there. Welcome to Seventh Heaven, a lesbian recap. I'm Lindsay, and I'm joined by my co-host and real-life partner, Carling. We're diving into the 90s hit drama through today's lens.
Get ready for our off-the-cuff commentary and peeling back the layers of the Camden family. We'll tackle everything from family rules, life lessons, and 90s fashion.
Join us every week for a lighthearted queer perspective and a trip down memory lane.
Whether you're a diehard fan or new to the show, this recap is for you.
So find us anywhere you get your podcasts at Seventh Heaven, a Lesbian Recap.